Good morning. Earlier this week, Pastor Choi had asked me if I would be interested in sharing a testimony of the family pyramid prayer challenge that James and I had signed up for. And he caught me a little bit by surprise, but then I had remembered that I had a chat with the lovely Sarah Choi earlier. And to let you know that if you talk with Sarah Choi and it gets back to her dad, you're going to end up in the same spot that I am in right now. So be a little careful the next time you talk with Sarah. But it really was an honor and a privilege to be asked. When James and I had signed up for the challenge, we just thought it was going to be just the two of us. So when we went to our room to pray, our granddaughter Ava, who you most of you know lives with us, and our daughter Jennifer, she said to us, "Mama, Grandpa, where are you going?" He said, "We're going to go pray in our room because we signed up to do that." "Oh, I want to pray too." Well, you know, a four-year-old or almost four-year-old, the attention span is not like yours and mine. So we're like, okay, let's see how this goes. So we had our sheet and we went by how it was played out, and you talk about your day, and then you move on to a Bible verse, and then you would say your own personal prayer, and then you would end with the Lord's Prayer, and it takes about 10 minutes. Well, in this process of going through this on a nightly basis, Ava decides that she's going to be the teacher. And so she goes on as if we're in class, and she says, "Now, Mama, how was your day?" And so we went about and we would talk about our day, and then she would move to James and say, "Grandpa, how was your day?" And he would talk about his day, and we'd say, "Ava, how was your day?" And she would talk about her day. And if my daughter was home and not working, you know, she would also join us, you know, as well. But then we would move on to the Bible. And Ava has her own Bible here, and it's mostly pictures, and it's a few lines, you know, through the different Bible stories. And she would come across and said, "It's your turn to read." And my husband has to read out of Ava's Bible because he can't see too good and can't read out of my Bible, according to Ava. So she picks the same verse, which is, "As God said, I can create a man and also a woman as part of my plan." And she's learning, you know, the Lord's Prayer, saying grace, things like that. So she reads this. So James has to read the same thing every night. And then she picks something out of my Bible for me to read, and then I read it. And then we move on to our prayers. And a lot of you have known that my husband has had a lot of dental surgery lately. And the other night he had a lot of teeth removed and he was bleeding, as I said, all over the place. And he was, you know, getting better. We went in and said our prayer, and we said our individual prayers, and he said his prayer. I said mine, and Ava said her prayer, and she's like, "Dear Lord," she says, "please help my grandpa to stop bleeding all over the place." And then we went on to holding hands, and we said the Lord's Prayer, and she's learning that here in Sunday school and with the bigger kids. And every now and then she gets a word right, and she throws the words in, and we hold hands. And then we move on to our something we've added, and since the Sunday school a few weeks ago had sung the song, "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands," Ava learned that song. So now at the end, we sing "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands" when we're done praying. And in case you didn't know, God has, he's got the itty-bitty babies and the doggies and the cats. He also has the trees and the rocks and the little bitty Avas and the mommies and the grandpas, et cetera, et cetera. And we go through this every night of singing this song. And at the end, also, you might know that in Ava's Bible, we have a section here of Noah and the Ark. And if you can look, she will tell you that in her Bible here, Simba and Nala from The Lion King are in the Bible, in case you didn't know that. And so I just wanted to share that with you. And if you haven't already signed up as a family, please do so. It's not too late to do it. And also, it's a great way of getting your family connected. And in case you aren't aware, your children are learning something when they do come here to church, and they are getting something out of going to church and Sunday school. And so I just wanted to thank you and share that with you. Thank you.
Thank you.